around the world. We are the best.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie Doom maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Gord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh no, look, pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out to Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open from 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts in a long triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it. Catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you tonight from a beautiful St. Mary's High School gymnasium.
the scene of this game between the Sydney Yellow Jackets and the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Sydney coming into the contest, an overall mark this year of 14-4, 11-1 in the GWAC American, 7-0 in the GWAC American North. St. Mary's 8-9 on the season in 17 games, 2-4 in the Western Buckeye League. Chuck, after Thursday's loss at Tip City, the Yellow Jackets needed 3 days later, as soon as possible, another game to play. They got it last night and drubbed Troy in Sydney by a score of 87-70. Maybe that will get the Yellow Jackets back on track for the stretch run.
Well, I mean, let's face it. They're kids. They came off a huge win on Friday night against Trotwood, and no matter how much the coaching staff talked to them about not overlooking Tip City, you know, they just look flat. They look flat, and they still had a chance to win the basketball game. A couple of technical fouls where they made all four free throws, and then they scored on the possession, and it went from 6 to 12 right like that. And that was kind of the beginning of the end for them. But they're a great basketball team, and they're gonna overcome that game. That was just a bump in the road for them.
Sydney still with a marvelous record, 14-4. One of the four losses to Wapakoneta, which has dropped just one game all year long. And Wapakoneta on that night shot lights out. We covered the game on scoresbroadcast.com. I think Wapakoneta would have thumped about everybody in the state on that particular evening. Fairmont as well, in a game played down at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena the opening Friday night of the big four-day Martin Luther King weekend affair. Fairmont was on fire. The zone defense was exceptional. Sydney's going to see a lot of zone. Saw it again last Tuesday against Tip. Yellow Jackets had better get ready for it and figure out how to get it solved.
Well, Tip City came out, played a box and won, and they held Gordon to 4 points, which that boggles my mind. I find it hard to believe anybody can hold him to four. But there were places, there were places where Bowser got his shots. The other one that was missing in action on Tuesday night was Rotez Roberts, who I think is a terrific basketball player. And for some reason, he just wasn't getting shots. Mm-hmm. A box and one, it's a junk defense. If it was a really, really good defense, everybody would play it. But there's holes in it, and Sydney, for some reason, just really didn't find them that night.
Andre Gordon came back strong, 31 last night for Andre, and he got only four all in the second half at Tip City. He improved his game by 27 points last night against Troy. Rotez Roberts went from zip against Tip City to 13 last night. Devin Rogers had 8. Josiah Hudgens had 9. Jace Conrad, big off the bench, 2 threes last night, 9 points. Junior Isaiah Bowser had 6. Ryan Hines off the bench, 2 threes. He had 6. Everybody pitched in. Well-rounded team effort. Troy got up and down the floor. That's the game Sydney likes to play. 87-70, the final. You can bet St. Mary's will not allow Sydney to get anywhere near that 80-point mark, and maybe not even 65 or 70, if St. Mary's has its way.
Well, I was going to say, easier said than done sometimes, because if Sydney's going to turn them over, which they did not do against Tip, then that gives them a lot of scoring opportunities. But, yeah, St. Mary's is going to pattern the ball. They're going to run their offense. They're going to try to protect it, and they're going to try to get good shots every time down the floor. Sydney's going to have to try to maybe even push their defense out and try to pressure them and try to speed them up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good observation. We saw both girls' teams this afternoon do just that when Fort Loramie and Jackson Center collided at Jackson Center. Defenses came out 30 feet from the basket, and it was difficult to get the offense in gear. Each team struggled. Thus, we had a 37-29 game won by Jackson Center. But Tip City played excellent defense against Sydney on Tuesday, shadowed Andre Gordon every step he took. And eventually, Sydney got frustrated, especially when Tip City got the lead. Tip had a nice stretch in each of the four quarters of play. Sydney really only played like it wanted to, end of the second, early part of the third. And when Tip got the lead in the second half, Sydney got its dobber down. Yellow Jackets must learn from that game. So it was a learning experience, and Sydney hopes to propel itself through the rest of the year into the tournament. Still a lofty seed is in order, I would think. You've got Centerville, you've got Wayne. Certainly Sydney's going to be right there in the top, what, three, four among the elite seeds in the sectional tournament in D1 in Dayton.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely hate the way they do it now, but they have never called me and asked my opinion. But I don't like the way they seed it from 1 to 16 or 18 or 20 or whoever's in, I mean, is in the tournament.
Right.
It makes the first round 99% of the time just absolutely awful. So, but Sydney's going to get a good seed. They're going to have a couple of games that are definitely winnable for them. And then they're going to have to play good basketball. They're going to have to play like they did with the same effort and the same fire that they did last Friday night against Trotwood.
Inspiration and composure. Those are the two multiple syllable words that Sydney's got to exercise well from here on out. Sydney, of course, has a stranglehold lead on the six-team GWAC American North. Trotwood leads the five-team GWAC American South. Springfield leads the five-team GWAC National East. Northmont leads the four-team GWAC National West. It's only a four-teamer. There are two five-teamers, one six-teamer. Interestingly enough, Chuck, among all American Conference teams, Sydney and Trotwood now have the identical records, 11-1, after Sydney's loss on Tuesday to Tip City. But Sydney will wind up the year playing 15 American Conference games, Trotwood only 14. So possibly if Sydney wins out, it could savor a half-game lead over Trotwood in the American Conference at the year's end.
Well, I'm not a fan of the way the GWAC does it. I wasn't a fan that they made this super conference anyway. What it was set up for completely was to help with the non-league scheduling.
Right.
But it's at one point, it was really lopsided. I mean, you had whichever division Trotwood's in, either the North or where they are now, they're going to dominate it every year. And, you know, look at the Western Buckeye League. They have 10 teams, and, you know, they know who the heck they're going to play. And it's you don't have to look and see if you're playing a crossover. And I just don't like it.
Yeah, the Western Buckeye League, you're right, 10 teams. You play each club once. Nine-game league schedule, the MAC, D4, D3 combination, and they play a nine-game league schedule, the MAC boys. And talking about the MAC, St. Mary's has played five MAC schools and lost them all. Now, the MAC's a good conference, don't get me wrong, but they're not D1, not D2. But St. Mary's has lost to St. Henry, Coldwater, New Knoxville, Fort Recovery, and Marion Local. Now, that game was played 1 week ago tonight, and that contest was at Maria Stein. Marion Local won it 49-34. Last night, St. Mary's dropped a tilt on the road at Salina by a score of 48-45. St. Mary's good to be back home. Not happy. The opponent is the fleet-footed, highly athletic Sydney Yellow Jackets Club.
It's going to be a tough night for them. I mean, I'm assuming that Sydney is inspired. They got that game out of their system, and you know, I'm not knocking Tip because they played well Tuesday night.
Sure did.
But that was an anomaly, and if they play them nine more times, they're going to beat them all nine of those games.
I agree with you very much. That was an aberration on Tuesday, but again, a lot of credit to Tip. That one meeting this year at Tip, the Red Devils prevailed, offsetting that early season win by Sydney at home over Tip. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this Sydney St. Mary's game. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Starting lineups opening tip are next. Sydney, St. Mary's on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
This is Jack along with Chuck here at St. Mary's, home of the Rough Riders, and it is a beautiful gymnasium. What a facility, this school right off 33 as you come through the north side of St. Mary's on 66. It's a fine high school building, and the gymnasium on the inside is worth the visit. Seats about 2,300, 21 rows on one side, 14 rows on the other, about a dozen rows on one end, and we are in a crow's nest. And it's a crow's nest, Chuck, that's what, a good 30 feet long or so?
Yeah, it's huge, and the best part about it is they got stairs that come up from the back instead of climbing up a ladder.
And we hang out over the edge of the floor on one side, looking directly across the way at both benches and the scorer's table. We've got a fantastic perch from which to call a high school basketball game. St. Mary's, by the way, is coached by Craig Simcheck. Now, you would not pronounce it the first time, second time, third time, fourth time, maybe not even the fifth when you look at his name. S-Z-Y-M-C-Z-A-K, Craig Simcheck. He's an Ohio State grad, originally from New Jersey. Then went out to the state of Kansas, coached some high school basketball there, returned to Ohio with his wife, who is originally from Salina, next door to St. Mary's. He coached 4 years in Kansas. This is year number two here at St. Mary's. And the Rough Riders were 5-18 last year, had just two seniors on the roster. In fact, several sophomores a year ago, five in fact, started various games throughout the year. This year's team, again, just two seniors, but it's a club that's much improved over a year ago. And the leading scorer is a young man named Derek Jay, 6'3", senior, averaging 20 a game, scored 18 last night against Salina, did Derek Jay. It's a club with more size than Tip City had on Tuesday. It's a club that may not shoot the three ball quite as well as Tip City on Tuesday, but we're going to find out here in just a few minutes. St. Mary's will start Jacob Grannon, G-R-A-N-N-A-N, 10 points a game, 6'2", senior at a wing. Austin Wilker, 6'1", a junior at a wing. Drew Jacobs at the point, 5'10", a junior. Derek Jay, he'll flash into the post from the forward spot. He's a senior, 6'3", 20 a game. And Bo Kenning, 6'2", junior, rounds out the starting lineup. For the Sydney Yellow Jackets, junior Isaiah Bowser, 6 feet tall in the opening five. Isaiah, 10 points per game. Devin Rogers, 6'2", junior. He's at the power forward slot, plays in the middle, averaging 9 a game. Andre Gordon, 6'1", sophomore guard, right at 20 per outing. Josiah Hudgens, 6 feet tall, a sophomore, averaging 4 a game. And also in the starting five, Rontez Roberts, 6'2", soft for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, 12 points per contest. Opening tip to start, won by St. Mary's. Rough Riders have got the ball down to her left. On the arc, it's Jacob Grannon. Feeds left corner to teammate Drew Jacobs. He drives into the lane. Good dump-off pass, low on the right to a teammate. It's caught by Grannon. He arches up a little seven-footer, and it rolls in. Soft touch, a lot of rim. Caressed off the backboard and dropped through. Sydney with the ball below to her right. Deep right corner, Bowser. Down inside to Rogers. Rogers muscles and scores.
And imagine this. St. Mary started out in a box and one on Gordon.
Sure did. And the Yellow Jackets had better get used to it. Right through the tournament, Sydney will see it every game the Yellow Jackets play. 25 feet away, Drew Jacobs has the ball for St. Mary's. Hits a cutter into the lane. It's fed to Jay. Jay hands off left corner to Austin Wilker. Jump shot, 16-footer, way short. Rebound down to Sydney. Here's Andre Gordon up the floor. No-look pass down inside. Intended for Hudgens, lost, but Rotez Roberts tracks it down. He gives it up, gets it back, and shoots the three. It's off the flange. No. Long rebound gathered by St. Mary's. Tipped out to midcourt. Flowing down the floor is Grannon. Three-point shooter near side. Long one, Derek Jay. Bottom of the well. He's got it. He does average nearly three threes a game. That's one of them right there.
Well, that's 6'3". He's able to elevate and shoot over top of the defense.
Yep. He will outleap everybody from 21, 22 feet away. He's a big outside shooter. Rangy can go inside and post up as well. Andre Gordon, forecourt to our right, is crowded out on the arc and bumped. Common foul against St. Mary's. 6:22 to go first quarter. 5-2 St. Mary's lead. St. Mary's in the home white-blue numbers outlined in gold. Sydney the road black. Black numerals trimmed in yellow as well. Here's Andre Gordon down in the arc. Shot fake. Then dumps a pass off. Oh, a good bullet. He threw it 21 feet down inside to Rogers, and he powers for a second field goal. He made it look easy again.
That's that quarterback inning.
5-4, Sydney down one. Posting up, back to the basket, Kenning. Outside the lane on the left to Grannon. Fall away, elbow jumper, 15-footer, hit the heel. Long rebound, Sydney. Quickly down the floor, foul line to Roberts. He steps back, shoots the 17-footer, swish. Roberts throws in a jumper. He was not checked. St. Mary's let him go. That was a long free throw, a practice shot for Rotez Roberts. 6-5, Sydney in the lead by one. St. Mary's with the ball to her left. It's Grannon. Grannon feeds on top to Jay. Jay lets it fly. This one's a little crooked off to the left. Grazed the rim and ricocheted out of bounds. Close to 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Sydney with the lead, 6-5. Sydney's gone inside, Chuck, so far with relative ease.
Well, that's what you need to do. What's open again in a box is the center of the zone. So that's what they didn't do Tuesday, and they're doing a good job to start the game here.
Bowser, forecourt left, lobs into the lane to Roberts, on the arc to Hudgens. He's open. He triggers a three ball, short, hit the rim. Caromed on the play to Grannon for St. Mary's. Down the floor to Jay. He spots up. Let's fly a long one. Good from way outside. Timeout called by St. Mary's. Rough Riders get the TO after the made three-pointer. 8-6 St. Mary's. 5 minutes left first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Sydney Yellow Jackets with the ball, forecourt to a right, 8-6 St. Mary's. It's Isaiah Bowser giving it up. The junior penetrates the lane. Ball is scratched away, but St. Mary's on the floor. Bowser picks it up, shoots no good. Foul, St. Mary's. Let's see if it was when Isaiah Bowser had started up after digging the ball off the court. Yes, he's awarded two.
That could have gone either way. Couldn't have argued either way they called that one.
Yep. Free throw, Bowser rolling around, going in. He shot free throws extremely well early on in that game on Tuesday night. A lot of rim on that shot. Good bounce, though. 8-7, St. Mary's by one. 4:42 left first quarter. Second free throw, Bowser. And he is all net on that one. Tied up at 8. 4:40 to go first quarter. Slow trot, forecourt, two are left. It's Grannon. Grannon looks for the back cutter. Ethan Milkey, 6'1 junior's checked in. Now 25 feet away, Derek J. handles, goes foul line, tries to get a player from Sydney off his feet, can't. Deals 20 feet out to Milkey. Milkey delivers a pass to Colin Clements, who's in, 6'3 junior. He knocked down 11 last night. Here's a pick and roll by St. Mary's. Down low on the right to Clements. He's covered up, though. Feeds to Grannon behind him in the corner. 4 minutes left in the first period. Near side, Jay. Jay guarded by Bowser. Now good switch off by Sydney. Jay steps back and launches. Look out. Got it again. Woo! 11-8 St. Mary's. What, three threes for Jay already?
He's got three of them. Boy, that was good defense.
Left side of the floor, Hudgens has it for Sydney. Near side, Rogers. Rogers spots up, and he'll take the three ball. Wow! He knocks it down. Devin Rogers went airborne from downtown St. Mary's. He dropped it in. Heart of St. Mary's on the corner of the square, Route 66. 11 each. Oh, look at that flyer. What a play. Driving baseline left, Derek Jay on the run. That was NBA style, Chuck.
I'm going to enjoy watching him, I think.
Derek Jay with a great deuce. Here's a drive by Bowser over to Andre Gordon beneath the rim. Clawed away by St. Mary's. Quickly the other way, Grannon feeds a teammate. Milkey on the arc. 13-11 in favor of St. Mary's. 11 points for Jay already. Here's a pull-up jumper by Grannon below the foul line. Bingo, he's got it. St. Mary's a good start shooting. 15-11 Rough Riders. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Rogers out high, left side to Bowser. Bowser steps in the arc, pulls up at the elbow, almost walked, fed it back out to Andre Gordon. Really tight defense applied by Milkey. It's too tight, and it's a foul. No team fouls yet on Sydney. Three on St. Mary's. I remarked in the pregame, Chuck, about the fact that St. Mary's on paper doesn't score the points per game Tip does, doesn't make the threes per game Tip does, yet already we've been deceived.
Well, sometimes the kid's just hot. I mean, he's feeling it, so he's going to keep shooting it.
Three triples from Jay for St. Mary's. Here's a hook pass by Sydney. Andre Gordon was tripled out of the arc, and he found a teammate down low on the right. It was Roberts. Wow, Andre Gordon, eyes in the back of his head. Tremendous feed. St. Mary's countering. Here's a long three ball by Grannon. High archer hit the rim. Backboard came off. Sydney down by two with the ball. Andre Gordon slants through the top of the key. Another no-look pass to Roberts in the lane. Half hook, 7 feet out. Got it. A beauty by Roberts. Two fine assists by Andre Gordon. Tied up at 15 all. 2 minutes to go first quarter.
Amazing assist by Gordon, both of those.
Milkey with the ball, head of the key for St. Mary's. Bounce pass deep right corner, Clements. On a weave, out high to Sam Young, who's checked in, a 5'8 junior. St. Mary's has put in eight different athletes so far. Stepping on the sideline in front of the Sydney bench, Ethan Milkey, ball out of bounds to Sydney, which has scored four in a row, has tied the game up. Opportunity here to take the lead. Minute 42 to go in the first quarter, 15-15. Gordon dribbles between the legs, timeline against Milkey, screen from Roberts. Gordon angles off, high right, lets it fly, three ball, short, rebound, stabbed, out of bounds, and it's off the fingertips of Chase Conrad, in from the bench for Sydney. Conrad, 6 foot sophomore guard, has played very well in spot duty as a substitute this year for Sydney. He had a couple three-pointers last night. Minute 30 left to go here in the first quarter. We're all tied up, 15-15. Good crowd on hand here for this game. Gymnasium seats, 2,200. It's probably two-thirds full. Straight away, Jay with the ball. Conrad, the third different Sydney player to guard Jay, is on him now. Ball handed to Grannon. Grannon slices into the lane, pulls up, 14-footer, bouncing high off the flange. Rebound Sydney. Here's Andre Gordon. Look at him motor all the way down the floor. Missed the driving layup, but it's stuffed in. It's stuffed in. Rebound by Roberts. What a play. Super stick back by Roberts. Here's St. Mary's out of control. Driving layup. No good by Young. Rebound Sydney. Cross court pass Conrad. High skyscraper three ball. Was short of the rim. Barely grazed the net. Rebound Sydney at midcourt. Then the ball is thrown away out of bounds by Roberts. Good hustle by Rottes.
That was a heck of a rebound dunk right there, I'll tell you that. Kelton Stockton has checked into the game. He didn't get a whole lot of time.
Head coach John Willoughby for Sydney. Playing numerous young men here in the first quarter. Ball lobbed in by St. Mary's. 25 feet away, Drew Jacobs has it. Jacobs, a 5'10 starter. Hands it off to Grannon. Grannon right corner. Back to Jacobs. Jacobs carves out space along the baseline. All the way to the rim. Good driving layup. Nice play by St. Mary's. Jacobs gets the deuce. And with 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter, we're tied back up at 17. That ends the streak of six in a row by Sydney. Gordon's got the ball at the timeline. Still dribbling. We're down to 8-7. Gordon starts to go. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Throws it cross-court. Blind pass. Out of bounds.
Got away with a discontinued dribble there, too, going across to the top of the key.
3.3 left. St. Mary's will inbound in backcourt to Grannon. Grannon in midcourt. Let's fly. Long 50-footer. Hit the side of the board. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Good contest here tonight at St. Mary's. Both clubs giving good accounts of themselves in the initial 8 minutes. Sydney 17, St. Mary's 17 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax, we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. This is Jack along with Chuck from here at St. Mary's. Sydney Yellow Jackets, St. Mary's Rough Riders, non-league game, 17-17 tie. Sydney 14-4 on the year. St. Mary's coming in a mark of 8-9, having lost its last two. Being defeated last night by Salina, 48-45. Sydney with the ball, opening action, second quarter. Yellow Jackets routed Troy last night, 87-70. Here's Andre Gordon, top of the key. Look at that spin move, twisting, turning down the lane. Threw it up there too hard, no good. Rebound St. Mary's. Here come the Rough Riders. Drew Jacobs outside the arc on the left, gives to Grannon. On a weave to Wilker. Oh, nice throw. Back cut to Jay. Double team baseline right. Rises up, though, and banks in the seven-footer. Derek Jay's got double digits, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he's got 13. Conrad had good defense on him that time. He just made a play.
Jay's a heck of a player. He's got 13 to the 19 for St. Mary's. Conrad, shot fake on the arc. Might have gotten away with a stumble. Feeds it off on the play to Hines. Hines in off the bench for Sydney. Guilty of a walk down low in the right. He was in a congested area. And picked up his feet. Conrad had split a couple defenders, staggered into the lane, gave the ball up because he was under duress. Hines was not expecting it. St. Mary's has the ball up too. Minute 30 gone, second quarter. Top of the circle on the dribble, Grannon for St. Mary's. Straight away, Austin Wilker. Veers right. Good overplay by Sydney. Nice steal. Taken away by Hudgens. Hudges up to Conrad. He motors top of the circle. Blast down the middle all the way to the rack. Shovels it. It is off the rim. Almost went in. Came off. And St. Mary snares the board. Two-point lead, St. Mary's. Dribble drive down the right side of the lane. Jacobs on top to Grannon. Shot fake. Steps inside the arc. Shoots it. Hits the heel. No good. Rebound Andre Gordon at midcourt. Look at him scoot the other way. Andre in a flash all the way to the rim for a bucket. What a breakaway by Andre Gordon. 19-19 tie. St. Mary's has done a pretty good job taking care of the ball through the first 10 minutes. 5:55 to go, second quarter. With the ball, Jay for St. Mary's. Near side to Grannon. Foul line. Backs Hines down. Fades away. 12-footer. Front rim. Kerplunk. It crawls over and in. 21-19 St. Mary's. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter. Gordon at midcourt. Being checked this trip down the floor by Austin Wilker, 6'1 junior. Far left wing, it's Hines. Dropped the ball, picked it up. Throws into the lane to Bowser. Ball being woven on top to Andre Gordon. Doubled at the stripe. Goes below the foul line. Awkward maneuver. Unorthodox. No. Off to the left. Rebound St. Mary's. Quickly, Wilker drives into the lane. Leaves it to Jacobs for the trailer. Good bounce pass beneath the rim to a teammate. Reverse layup by Bo Kenning is in. 6'2 junior. 23-19 St. Mary's. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Head coach John Willoughby for Sydney will sub in three new ones in a minute. Here's a long, long three-point try. Bumped up there on the play by Sydney. No good. Kelton Stockton couldn't get it to go. That was a quickie in the half court. It's not the shot the Yellow Jackets wanted, I don't think. St. Mary's whips a pass high in the lane. Leaping stab by Wilker, who dribbles immediately to the corner. Hands off on the play to Jay. Jay is bottled up and fouled. Amazingly, Chuck, St. Mary's has just three fouls. That was the first one on Sydney in this game.
Yeah, I know. I like these officials.
Very well worked contest here so far. 23-19 St. Mary's. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Jade inbound below the rim. Lobs to Wooker on the arc. Right flank. It's fed on the play to Jacobs. He misfires from three-point land. Long rebound, though. On the play to Wilker, he navigates the lane, shoots a runner, hit the rim, no good. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by St. Mary's. Sydney ball as St. Mary's will shuffle in four new players.
Did a line change for the Rough Riders.
Rough Riders sounds like a hockey team as the line change is made. Here comes Bowser midcourt for Sydney as head coach John Willoughby barks out a play call. When you're the four-minute mark, second period, Sydney behind by four. Here's Rottes Roberts down inside to Rogers. Oh, a great feed. An outstanding pocket pass below the rim. Low on the right to low on the left to Hines, and he got the gimme. Here's a quick three by St. Mary's from the right corner. It rimmed. Sam Young couldn't get it to go. Here is Sydney on a break. Two on two. Hines dishes to a teammate who's belted in the back going in from the left flank. And Sydney will toe the stripe. Josiah Hudgens really took a wallop. 23-21, a couple free throws for him. A chance for Sydney to tie with 3:53 to go here in quarter number two. Shot by Hudgens, good. 23-22, Sydney down one. Second free throw here for Hudgens. One bounce, puts it up. Way short. Rebound kicks to Jay for St. Mary's. Jay hasn't scored in a while, has he, Chuck? What, 2 minutes?
Yeah, that last pass down there.
Here is St. Mary's working the ball around. It's fed inside the arc. Left wing to Colin Clements. His 15-foot jumper hit the back rim. Rebound Sydney. Here's Hines exploding down the floor all the way to the paint area. Blocked out of bounds by St. Mary's.
Zero block, double zero.
That's exactly right.
I have 33 for Hines, but...
Yes.
They changed numbers on me. He's wearing double zero.
Ball inbounded by Sydney, far right wing. He goes on the play to Hudgens. Hudgens on the bounce, weaves it out high to Bowser. Bowser penetrates the lane and throws it away.
I think he had a better shot than what he was trying to pass up. He gave up a six-footer to try to get a four-footer.
Spot on, Chuck. You're so right. 3:25 left here in the second quarter. Sydney behind by one. Now we got three-quarter court pressure by the Yellow Jackets. Ball fed up the 40 Young for St. Mary's. Over the timeline, he gets knotted up on the play. Arrow, though, favors St. Mary's. St. Mary's constant man on the court is Jay. The other three and four shuffle in and out. Jay's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Hines checks him. Deep left corner, Clements. Ball fed into the post to Milkey. To Jay straight away. Gets a screen. Bounces right wing to Young. Young wants to drive, can't. Left open on the arc. Young lets it fly. Hits the back rim, no good. Almost stuck up there. Rebound jerked down on the play by Devin Rogers. That head to Bowser. Bowser fumbles in the corner. Hines grabbed it. He's double teamed. Flips to Rogers on the arc. Left side, it's fed on the play to Hudgens. Thought about the three, didn't. Deep left corner, it goes to Stockton. Down inside to Rogers. Rogers goes up and under, and he's clobbered. Two free throws, Rogers. Chance for Sydney to take the lead, 23-22 St. Mary's. 2:38 left, second quarter. Earlier today on scoresbroadcast.com, Jackson Center won the Shelby County League Girls Championship, defeating Fort Loramie by 8. Jackson Center girls with a 2-game lead over Fort Loramie and Rushi with just 1 game to play in Shelby County League action, and that occurs next Thursday. By the way, we'll have Fort Loramie hosting Sydney girls on Tuesday night. Tip-off 7:30. Online on the web on scoresbroadcast.com at 7:10. Devin Rogers has tied up the game at 23. First foul shot in. Second shot by Devin. Spins the ball in his palm. Lets it fly. Swish. Sydney inches ahead. 24-23. 5 straight points by Sydney. St. Mary's in backcourt. Being challenged by the three-quarter court pressure. Ball fed up the floor to Jacobs. Jacobs goes opposite. Left side. Milkey. Left available. Three-pointer. You can tell by the roar of the Rough Riders crowd. It was in. Right on the money. He swished a bomb. Three-point lead, St. Mary's. Fourth triple for the Rough Riders. Here's a baseline drive by Sydney. Going below the basket is a Yellow Jacket. Hudgens, he was crowded. A lot of traffic. And the ball hit the edge of the stripe out of bounds to St. Mary's. 2:11 to go, second quarter. St. Mary's up 2. Good ball movement by St. Mary's as they beat the press and then cough it up. Steal by Sydney. Here comes Rogers up ahead to a teammate, Hudgens. Ball whipped to Andre Gordon behind the arc. He rises up, lets it fly. No good. Weak side rebound, Hines. Hands off on the play to Rodtez Roberts. Jump shot, yes. Game even at 26. Minute 43 to go, second quarter. Young down the floor for St. Mary's. Gives it up, baseline left to Grannon. Grannon on a good feed to Milkey. He darts into the lane, running one hand or hit the heel. Foul on Sydney on the shot. 26-26 tie. 1:35 left to go here in the second quarter. Two free throws. Ethan Milkey, 6'1 junior for St. Mary's, and he hits it. 27-26. St. Mary's up 1. Good basketball game, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's well played.
Second free throw here for Milkey. Swish again. St. Mary's by 2. As the club's seesaw leads back and forth. Andre Gordon timeline. Picked up by Wilker. Wilker on him. Gordon gives it up. Near side Roberts. Roberts lobs into Rogers. He's got position. Oh, he makes it look simple and easy once again.
Well, one of the problems with playing a box and one is, especially on a Saturday night, you haven't practiced this.
Here's a long three-point drive at St. Mary's. Grannon makes it a bomb. First pass into the forecourt. He lights it up. You're right, Chuck. Just a brief shoot-around today for St. Mary's. Trying to get ready for Sydney here tonight. 31-28, St. Mary's with 5 threes is back up 3. 50 seconds to go here in the first half. Gordon drives into the lane. Leaves for a teammate. Deep left corner. Long three ball. Roberts way hard. Weak side rebound, though. Bowser, he's cracked on the arm as he goes up to shoot.
Sydney has so many weapons. I mean, Gordon has 2 points, but you got Rogers with 11 now, and you've got Roberts with 10.
Free throw, Isaiah Bowser barely got there. 31-28, St. Mary's up 3. Now, Coach Simchek for St. Mary's talked to me before the game about the fact that out in Kansas they played a lot of Tuesday, Saturday, had opportunity to get ready for Saturday games. Not so in Ohio with games Friday, Saturday, back-to-back. Second free throw, Bowser, dead center. Another quick three ball by St. Mary's. Crooked. Milky missed it badly to the right. Rebound, Sydney, down two. Half minute to go, second quarter. Gordon sprints into the corner. He's double-teamed. And he loses the basketball. St. Mary's takes it away. Steal in the corner by Braden Dunlap, 6'3 sophomore off the bench. 13 seconds to go in the half. St. Mary's up two with possession. Chance for the last shot. Ball thrown left side. Dealt to Milky. Outside the arc on the right to Wilker. One to play. Jump shot. St. Mary's 22-footer. Milky, no good off the flange. First half closes out. Well played by both teams. Sydney not clicking offensively like the Yellow Jackets did last night when they scored 80 against Troy. Nonetheless, Sydney right there with St. Mary's within striking distance. St. Mary's up but two as the Rough Riders playing their best half of basketball in a few weeks here tonight against Sydney, leading the Yellow Jackets by a basket. 31-29, Sydney. Sydney won the junior varsity tilt by 6 or 7, if memory serves me correctly. And it was a quickly played JV game, thus an early start here on the varsity tilt tonight. Sydney St. Mary's was slated for 7:30, and I think we tipped about 7-8 minutes before that. Nice crowd, good game, colorful gymnasium. And it is adorned with a lot of blue and gold. Home of the Rough Riders, Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road, non-league tilt here on this Saturday night. Trailing by a basket, 31-29 at the halftime intermission. Back in a moment with our report at the half, brought to you by Sydney Sports Medicine, or I should say Wilson Health Sports Medicine. When we return, Sydney down by two, 31-29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Mark. Markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck here on Scores Broadcast. We're at St. Mary's. Sydney trails by two at the half, 31-29. I'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. That number again, 937-498-7282. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions like upgrades, remote management, PC and network repair, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions, with its TOSSUM division, T-O-S-S-U-M, offers a number of promotional items for every occasion. Shirts, banners, mugs, pens, work uniforms, you name it. Call Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, the TOSSUM division, the specialty advertising items unit. He's got them for you at 937-538-6948, 538-6948. Over 200,000 items that can be customized. Plus, Adam Rice, an expert at computer repair and service. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Thanks so much to Wilson Health. Without their 8-year sponsorship, we could not have sustained coverage of high school basketball for you in Shelby County and the Upper Miami Valley. Thanks so much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. St. Mary's Rough Riders, Chuck, giving the Sydney Yellow Jackets all the black and gold want.
Well, I mean, they look like they're a pretty good basketball team. I could see maybe nights where they're not shooting it well. It could cost them, but they have a... Sydney has a 13-8 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. The size for St. Mary's does not intimidate Sydney in the least because they're athletic. 6 turnovers for the Yellow Jackets, only 3 for the Rough Riders. That's a key for the second half. Sydney, 6-8 from the free throw line. St. Mary's only went there twice, made them both. Individual scoring, Jay has 13 for St. Mary's. They got 9 out of Grannon. They got 5 out of Milkey, and 2 each from Jacobs and Kenning. They scored 17 and 14, 31 for the half. Sydney led in scoring by Devin Rogers with 11 and Rotez Roberts with 10. Then they dropped down to Bowser had 3, 2 from Andre Gordon, 2 from Ryan Hines, 1 from Josiah Hutchins. They scored 17 and 12. They trail 31-29 at the half.
Chuck, what does Sydney have to do to get Andre Gordon in gear here in the third and fourth quarters?
Well, I think he kind of is in gear. If they're going to, every time you touch the ball, you got a guy on you, and wherever you go, they're doubling him up, and he's doing a real good job of finding the open person inside, which is why Rogers has 11 and Roberts has 10.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they're doing what they got to do as far as that. They need Bowser to pick it up a little bit, and they need to turn St. Mary's over a little bit more than they did in the first half.
Yeah, St. Mary's on a pace to score more than 60, something St. Mary's has done only 4 times all year long. So the Rough Riders playing one of their best basketball games of the campaign here tonight against Sydney. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Yellow Jackets down 2 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. St. Mary's 31, Sydney 29. We're a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, we highlight a cheerleader tonight from Sydney, an outstanding academic student. Being sponsored by LaCal Equipment is Jair Malvo, J-H-I-E-A-R, pronounced Jair, last name M-A-L-V-E-A-U-X. Had a nice conversation with Jair. Outstanding junior student at Sydney High School, daughter of Carmen and Patrick, active in Link Crew, DECA, Key Club. She's a teacher aide, student government, the 400, 800 in track, some relays. And she's got a middle school brother named Jyston, spelled J-H-Y-S-T-O-N, and a couple of young boys in the family, too, a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. She would like to study nursing, maybe at Wright State or Bowling Green. Under the LaCal Equipment Spotlight here tonight, Jair Malvo, cheerleader at Sydney, daughter of Carmen and Patrick, 3.75 GPA at Sydney High School, and momentarily we'll hear from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which promotes student academic success here on Scores Broadcast and has done so since the inception of ScoresBroadcast.com 11 years ago. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal Equipment, one of our anchor underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in Western Ohio, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Kudos to them. Big thank you to Wilson Health Sports Medicine on the air with us now on Scores Broadcast for nearly a full decade. And the Sydney Daily News, no better sports page coverage around. Opening action, third quarter, Sydney with the ball. Forecourt, two are left, down by two. Andre Gordon fumbles the ball, top of the key, recovers. Goes outside the arc on the right to Hudgens, near side Gordon. Inside the arc, left wing, Rontez Roberts left open. Jay doesn't check him, and Rontez Roberts flips in a 14-footer. Boy, he'll take that shot every time. It's just like a practice jumper for him, Chuck.
He's another sophomore, and I know that Andre Gordon gets a lot of the ink, but Rontez Roberts is a really good basketball player.
31-31 tie. St. Mary's and Sydney all even. Over a minute gone here in the third period. Top of the circle, Grannon's got the ball for St. Mary's. Feeds outside the arc in the right wing to Wilker. Wilker gives it up to Jay. Good defense by Bowser, who's now checking Derek Jay. The young man averaging 20 points a game for St. Mary's. He dropped an 18 on Salina last night. Jay gives it up, gets it back, feeds Grannon. Much slower pace third quarter for St. Mary's. Here's Jay going to the low block on the right. A wraparound pass in close quarters to Kenning. It's lost out of bounds. Sydney possession.
I don't think he had any idea of trying to wrap it around Rogers and how far around he was going to have to wrap it.
You're saying that Devin is a wide body?
I'm saying he is the best defensive lineman in the G-Walk.
Oh, boy.
And it shows out here playing basketball, too.
He's nimble on his feet. He takes up some space down low. And the wraparound pass, but St. Mary's didn't get there because of Devin Rogers. Oh, here's Rontez Roberts again. Little curl, elbow, left side, 13-foot jumper, dead on. Rontez Roberts has been freed up for two shots, which he'll make all night if you're not on him any tighter than that. And Sydney's gone ahead but two. St. Mary's yet to score second half. Here is Jacob Grannon in the lane. Big high arching fall away. Good defense on the play by Roberts, who altered the shot. It was clearly way wide. because of the D, but Sydney Yellow Jackets got the rebound and airmail one off the wall at the end of the floor down to her left. St. Mary's gets it back.
You were talking about the crowd. People come out to watch Andre Gordon play. They've heard of him. They want to watch him play. He ought to probably get a cut of the gate. That'd probably be illegal, though.
It might be. I think the Ohio High School Athletic Association would have something to say about that. Maybe the NCAA later. Another wraparound pass tried by St. Mary's. Again, it goes awry. As Jacobs went to the foul line, tried to weave a pocket pass below the rim to Bo Kenning. Second time in succession, St. Mary's has failed at doing that, and St. Mary's still scoreless here in the third quarter with 3 minutes gone. 33-31, Sydney. Ball thrown, baseline right. Handled there by Hudgens. Ball rotated left corner, Rogers. Cross-court pass, ill-advised, broken up, taken away by Grannon, and then Grannon drops it off his foot out of bounds. It goes from St. Mary's right back to Sydney.
No, I think Sydney kicked it.
Oh, last boot was by Sydney.
I think it was, too.
Yellow Jacket fans down below displeased. Chuck McBee saw it well. I didn't. St. Mary's possession.
Yeah, Bowser went off Bowser's foot.
So it was a drop kick by Isaiah Bowser?
Yeah, it almost was good.
The junior's first field goal try, huh? Deep in the right corner, Milkey's got the ball for St. Mary's. Flips on top to Grannon, 33-31, Sydney. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Left wing, Sam Young dribbling Bowser on him. Coming out to catch Clements. Near side to Grannon. Sydney doing an excellent job defensively here in the third quarter. In fact, Derek Jay is on the bench at the moment. Here's a fadeaway triple by Grannon. It was forced. No good. It hooked left. Rebound, Sydney not controlled, though. Out of bounds to St. Mary's. Milkey throws in, handled by Grannon. Then Milkey gets it at midcourt. Ball pried away, but Gordon, Milkey chases it down, feeds, intercepted. Good steal by Roberts, outlet to Gordon. A dunk at the other end. 35-31, the flush by Andre Gordon. Thievery by Sydney in the half court, and then Gordon took off.
They've turned it three times now in the first 4 minutes after he only turned it three times in the first half.
The tide's starting to turn. St. Mary's needs a bucket. Four-point lead, Sydney. 3:42 left, third quarter. Dribble drive by Milkey into the lane. Now to Clements on the arc. Hits a cutter. Grannon in tight quarters. Baseline right. Fall away. Rimming out. No good. Rebound, Sydney, although I think Rogers may have plowed into a St. Mary's man in snaring that rebound. Yep. Ball out of bounds to St. Mary's. Playmaker left of the rim, Ethan Milkey. 3:31 to go, third quarter. Jay gets back in for St. Mary's. 20 points a game, 6'3 senior. Looking to throw in, Rough Riders. Lob to Clements, 25 feet away. To Braden Dunlap, right corner, 6'3 sophomore. Gives it up, now feeds Clements. Clements, line drive three, straight on, hit the flange. No good. St. Mary's yet to score, second half. Rebound kicked out to Gordon. Gordon jaunts down the floor, into the lane, feeds Bowser. Bowser coughs it up, stolen by Milkey of St. Mary's. 3 minutes left, third quarter, chest pass. Deep left corner, Young. On top for Milkey. St. Mary's not scoring in this period. Sydney unable to capitalize, though, in a big way. Young on the weave, near side Milkey for St. Mary's. 2:45 to go, third quarter. 35-31, Sydney. Catching right wing Clements. Now to Jay. Jay against Bowser. Foul line, shot fake, leans in. Wow, what a maneuver by Derek Jay. That was clever. He attracted the two-shot foul, Chuck, and he really didn't have a shot.
He didn't have a prayer, but he got Bowser up off his feet enough that he could lean into him a little bit.
St. Mary's has been blanked here in the third quarter. Nothing. Free throw, Jay is in. Soft touch, front rim, backboard good. No field goals for St. Mary's. First point, second half, 35-32. Sydney, although the Yellow Jackets in better than 5 minutes, only 6 points. Jay rattles that one in. 35-33, Sydney up two. Late third quarter. Gordon in backcourt. Dribbling between the legs. Token pressure applied by Milkey. Here's a screen way out on the floor by Roberts. Gordon goes baseline right, drives a runner, rim no good. Offensive rebound, yes, and a foul. Andre Gordon going to work. Free throw coming for Andre, 37-33. Sydney by four, a chance for a bucket plus one. Gordon at the stripe. Well, he was compelled on that sequence, Chuck, to take it right to the rack.
Well, and the thing that I love to watch him do is when he misses a shot, he is down and back up quicker than anybody else on the floor. And that's why he always rebounds his own misses.
Yeah, he primes himself for that catch off the rim and stick back. Andre, free throw in the air, short, no good. Rebound capped over to Grannon for St. Mary's, 37-33 Sydney. Here's Sam Young with 2:10 to go in the third. Gives it up left corner, Jacobs. He's hounded. Bowser rips it away. Bowser down the floor, 2-on-2. Bowser staggers into the lane, leaves it short, stumbled, couldn't get it over the iron, taken down by St. Mary's. Rough Riders hemmed in backcourt. Here's a near steal at the timeline by Gordon, who scratches it free, but then the ball rolls off Gordon's shoulder out of bounds onto the top of the scorer's table. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, 37-33, Sydney by four. St. Mary's inbounds to Jacobs. Superb first half of St. Mary's, which shot well. Leading scorer on the year, Derek Jay, was excellent. Sydney was down two at the break. Low scoring, third quarter of action. Sydney owns a four-point lead. No field goals in the period yet for St. Mary's. And St. Mary's throws the ball around and loses it. Sydney's got it, lost. St. Mary's gets it, and it rolls away. And it's out of bounds to Sydney. Frenetic action here with about 90 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the call gets reversed. That was a game of kickball about 15 feet either side of the center court line.
That time I could not see who it went off of.
St. Mary's with 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. It is down four. Sydney trailed by two at the half. St. Mary's without a field goal in the third period of play. On the arc, it's Dunlap holding it for St. Mary's. Action below the rim. And Sydney checking a bit too aggressively.
Conrad trying to guard Jay, and that time when Jay made a cut to the basket, he probably did a good job, because if he wouldn't have held him, it was going to be a layup.
Chase doing some chasing of Derek Jay, leading scorer for St. Mary's. St. Mary's throws in, head of the key, it's Austin Wilker. Sydney by four, a minute 14 to go, third quarter. Deep right corner, Drew Jacobs into the lane. Dumps it left wing, three-point try, St. Mary's, fired up there by Grannon, way short, follows, a looper in the lane, hits it. First bucket, third quarter, St. Mary's. 37-35, Sydney in the lead by two. St. Mary's managed to come up with a rare offensive rebound there. Andre Gordon outside the arc, double-teamed, rolls it to Bowser across the top of the key. There's Conrad, back to Bowser, three-point area. Into Rogers, mid-post, double-teamed, back to Bowser, baseline right, look at him work, spinning, churning, into the lane, short, but he is hit on the arm as he delivers it, and Isaiah, for his effort, is rewarded with two. 41.5 to go, third quarter, Sydney up the two, 37-35, St. Mary's with a poor third quarter, Chuck. Sydney unable to stretch the lead very far.
Yeah, they haven't really pushed it out. That's only their ninth point.
Free shot by Bowser in. He makes the charity. Second one coming up, 38-35, Sydney. Free throw number two, Isaiah Bowser. Three dribbles, missed it hard. Rebound to Jay for St. Mary's. Backcourt to Grannon. Three-point game, half minute remaining, third quarter. Right wing, Milky for St. Mary's. Looks for the cutter. Wants to go to Dunlap. Oh, pick and roll. Dunlap catches on the inside. He beats his man to the basket. Got it for two. St. Mary's within one, 38-37. Good two-man game on the weak side of the floor for St. Mary's. Three were on the other side. And St. Mary's took advantage of 2-on-2. 8 seconds to go in the third. Bowser head of the key. He's in a little trouble. Throws cross court. Roberts has got it. Awkward shot. Almost went in from the arc. Rebound St. Mary's, and that's the end of the third quarter. Sydney was down two at the half. Sydney's up one at the end of three. 38-37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Sydney 38, St. Mary's 37, seconds from kicking off the fourth quarter. So many thanks to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. A big shout out to them. Doug Borchers, CEO at Superior. Ken Francis at Francis Schulze, we say hello. Thank you to the staff and associates at those two firms for underwriting scoresbroadcast.com. Quick three-pointer, Jay of St. Mary's, to open up the fourth quarter. No good. He finally misses one. Rebound down to Sydney. Here is Gordon in the lane. Great pass to Bowser. Low on the left. Beautiful feed. Andre Gordon with eyes in the sides and backs. Back of his head. Wow. And the penetration by Andre Gordon made that last field goal happen. Sydney up three again. It's a tight one. St. Mary's with the ball. Here's Jay on the loose. Down the lane. All the way to the rack. It hangs on the rim and comes off. Big rebound, Sydney. Big miss by Jay. Here's Andre Gordon on the loose again. Pulls up. Elbow in the left. Dishes to Roberts in traffic. Back to Rogers. Foul line. Almost walked. Three-pointer coming, Bowser, short. Bowser follows, gets it, throws to Rogers, intercepted by St. Mary's. Here comes Braden Dunlap down the floor. 40-37, Sydney up three. Yellow Jackets almost too unselfish on that sequence.
Yeah, they had probably a better shot than the one they ended up with. Rogers just needs to shoot that.
St. Mary's hanging close behind the three. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Austin Wilker with the ball for St. Mary's, head of the key. Bounce pass behind the arc to Jacob Grannon. Grannon dribbling, weaves to Milkey. Milkey slings a one-hopper near side to Wilker, to Milkey, to Grannon in the lane, running one-hander. Bingo! He's got it.
He's pretty impressive, too.
Uh-huh, good sharing of the ball. Jacob Grannon wound up with it after it was touched by everybody from St. Mary's at least once. A few players twice. Good possession. 6 minutes left. Fourth quarter. St. Mary's within one. 40-39. Sydney goes high, low. Oh, a nice lob. Rontez Roberts down inside to Devin Rogers. Rogers has a St. Mary's player jump on his left hip. So Devin flicks it up there with his right. It is rolling off. No good, but a foul called, and he's given two. Good effort by Rogers just to get the shot up toward the rim. St. Mary's darned and determined not to let him have it from point-blank range. 5:54 to go, fourth quarter. Free throw, Devin Rogers. Swish. 41-39, Sydney up two. Chuck, I marvel, Devin Rogers. Nimble on his feet, soft touch on his shots.
I'm getting ready to say, he is a terrific free throw shooter.
Big young man, outstanding football player, but he's got superb basketball skills. He rolls in the second free throw, front rim, backboard, and down through. Back to a three-point game again, 42-39. 5:45 to go in the fourth. Deep right corner, Milkey. Hands off to Wilker. Ball fed on the play to Grannon, back to Wilker, all the way to the rim. Shot crammed off the glass. Foul, though, Sydney. St. Mary's working a little harder, Chuck, here in the second half and weaving the basketball and finding some lanes to get the ball down inside. Team foul four on Sydney. Free throw, two shots. St. Mary's, good. It was Braden Dunlap who was eventually carved up on the arm on his way to the basket. Second free throw, long, no good. Rebound, Sydney, over guarding. It's St. Mary's on the foul. The rebound hit the back rim. Good play by Sydney, which jumped in front of the free throw shooter, preventing him from latching on to the missed foul shot. And then St. Mary's stuck an arm back in and fouled. So it's a two-point game, one make, one miss by St. Mary's. Sydney brings it down, ahead by a bucket, 42-40, 5.5 to go in the game. How many points now for Andre Gordon, Chuck?
Gordon has scored six.
He's got six.
He's got at least five or six assists.
Look out, three-pointer left side. Josiah Hudgens let it fly and swished it from 23 feet. And guess who fed him the ball? Andre Gordon.
That's an NBA assist.
45-40. That triple extends Sydney's lead to five. Here's Dunlap in the deep corner for St. Mary's. He stops on the arc, doesn't shoot. Weaves to Jacobs. Critical juncture here for St. Mary's. Here's a foul line, 15-footer by Grannon. Deflected on the play by Sydney. Thrown down the floor to Roberts. Roberts is a teammate in the lane, gliding toward the basket. Hudgens got it. St. Mary's needs a timeout. Live ball turnover, deflection by Sydney. Results in two, and it's a seven-point contest. Yellow Jackets. Midway through the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Chuck, a weak second half for St. Mary's, only 9 points. Thanks to the fine defense by Sydney and the job the Yellow Jackets are doing on Jay of St. Mary's.
Well, they've been putting two and three people on him. I mean, guarding man-to-man, but Bowser's the one that's got him for the most part, and he's so athletic, he's just shutting him down.
Here is St. Mary's with the basketball. Errant pass into the lane, a bad one by Grannon, picked off by Sydney. Here come the Yellow Jackets down the floor, flying to the rim, shot on the run, good, and a foul. What a play by Hudgens.
Seven straight points for Josiah.
He has really sparked the Yellow Jackets in the fourth, and the lead has exploded to nine. Another live ball turnover by St. Mary's in the half-court game, and Sydney promptly turns it into two. Free throw, Hudgens, lotter rim. It bounces all around, hit about every centimeter of the ring, and dropped through there. 50-40, Sydney up 10, 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Yellow Jackets doing a splendid job on Jay, who's running around all over the place, like Steve Alford used to do at Indiana to try to get free. But Sydney's always got one or two young men tailing Jay, who cannot find an open spot. We've got a collision out near the timeline. Foul called on Sydney. Five each way here in the second half. Two more in each team, and we'll shoot the 1-1. Here's Jacobs handing off left side to Clements. Clements through the top of the key. Needs help, goes to Jay. Good shift by Sydney, a switch off, although Rogers a bit too aggressive on the hedge, clipped Jay. Team foul six on Sydney. And you can bet now St. Mary's will work to shoot free throws. They are in the bonus. but down by 10. 50-40, Sidney. 4 minutes to go in the game. Foul line extended left. It's Clements. Feeds on top to Wilker. Wilker hands off to Grannon. Grannon pulls up baseline left. Overshoots the banker. Good rebound by Rogers. Loops it down the floor. Caught there by Hudgens on the arc. And Sidney sets it up. Straight away, Andre Gordon. Greeted there by Austin Wilker. St. Mary's rattled off 31 points first half. Only 9 here in the second. Oh, good look. There's the nimble feet going to work for Devin Rogers. He got the dish off in the post from Andre Gordon, and Rogers did the rest. He dropped in a 7-footer directly in front. Soft touch, all net. The lead is 12. Deep three, right wing, Wilker, St. Mary's, deflected by Roberts. Good block. Woo, what defense here by Sidney in the last two quarters.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive right there.
Here's Andre Gordon slashing all the way down the left side of the lane to the rim. Good by Andre Gordon. He blew by everybody in white shirts. 14-point lead, Sidney. Jacob Grannon, baseline right, pulls up, fades away, hits it, but it doesn't count. Foul. A split second before against Sidney. St. Mary's fans wanted the goal to be good. Fine call, though, by the referee. Foul was on the floor. However, that's number 7 on Sidney. St. Mary's in the bonus. 54-40. Explosive fourth quarter here for Sidney. Foul shot, Grannon, good. Only point number 10 for St. Mary's in the second half. We've got under 3 to play in the game. Next free throw, Grannon. Rough Riders, he makes it. 54-42. Lead had swollen to 14, 54-40. 12-point advantage at the moment. 2:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown to Rogers, baseline right, back to the basket. Goes to work on Kenning. Rogers maneuvers. He gets around Kenning and draws a two-shot foul. Devin Rogers with feather-like feet. So strong. He's a bull down inside. But you wouldn't know it, Chuck, the way he's able to dance around and maneuver down low.
Well, he has very good footwork down there. I mean, 6'2", so he's not your prototypical post player, but
right.
He takes up a lot of room.
Nicely done by Devin. Two free throws coming. And as Chuck noted, a few minutes ago, Devin Rogers shoots free throws as well as any post player in the region, that's for sure. He tosses in one more, all net, didn't even graze the rim. Rarely do his free throws touch iron. 13-point lead, Sidney. 2.5 to go in the game. That one is in and out, rolling off. Rebound, St. Mary's. Chest pass into the forecourt to Milkey. Finds a player low on the left Dunlap. He doesn't shoot. Out high to Grannon. Ball caught straight away, Clements. Now Grannon. He navigates the lane, fades away. Couldn't get the 10-footer to go. Rebound, Sidney Bowser. Forecourt left, wisely pulls it out. And the scoreboard just flashed off, and we've got a momentary delay. Not sure what happened, as I think I saw some lights flicker at the scorer's table.
Yeah, the whole scorer's table went out.
Yeah. Where the timekeeper, clock operator, scores from two teams sit. It went blank. The table went dark. So did the scoreboards, which are back on now.
I would say that somebody kicked a cord.
I think that's what happened. 55-42, Sidney up 13. Yellow Jackets have played dazzling defense here in the second half of this game. It's been pretty to watch. Leading scorer for St. Mary's on the year, 20 points a game, Derek Jay, has been shut down over these final two quarters. Chuck, I don't think he's garnered a point in the second half, has he?
Yeah, he had two free throws.
And two, that's it.
That was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, first 2 points for St. Mary's in the second half of this game were foul shots by Jay. And as we look back up, St. Mary's commits a foul, and at the line again, guess who? Devin Rogers. 55-42 Sidney, 2:13 to go. Rogers all court on the shot. 56-42. Devin is perspiring heavily, but I tell you what, Chuck, you wouldn't know it. He's cool as a cucumber at the free throw line. Five bounces, well, sixth one, a seventh one. Spins the ball on his fingertips. Missed that one, a little hard. Rebound, Jay. Jay for St. Mary's, down the floor to Grannon. Grannon rolls to the right. St. Mary's at 31 at the half, only 11 in this quarter. Here's Jay driving baseline left. Arches one around two players, missed it badly. Sidney traces down the rebound, throwing it up to Rogers at midcourt. Head coach John Willoughby gets a timeout. Sidney is in great shape. 56-42, Yellow Jackets, under two to play on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Nice job by head coach John Willoughby and Sidney here tonight, Chuck, which simply forced the ball out of the hands of Derek Jay in the final two quarters.
Well, and the other thing they did was they attacked the box and one very well. Rogers got 17 points, and that is the result of getting in the middle of that box.
Here's Derek Gordon with the ball at midcourt for Sidney after the timeout. Look at him fly all the way to the rim with the left hand. He shoveled it up and over the iron, a teardrop of beauty. And Sidney's lead is 16, the biggest of this game. St. Mary's counters with an elbow J by Milky. It's good. And it's 58-44 with a minute 26 left. Another drive to Sidney. Going pell-mell right down the pike. It's Andre Gordon again to the rack, and he's got two more. Another foul on St. Mary's. Andre has turned it up a gear or two here in the fourth quarter.
He's got 10 here in the second half.
Minute 26 to go, 60-44 in favor of Sidney. St. Mary's led by two at the half. Simply, though, in the third quarter, fourth quarter, St. Mary's did not get done offensively what it preferred to do. Sidney took it away, namely Derek Jay. Three-point play, Gordon, he converts the foul shot. 61-44 in favor of Sidney. Here's a long three-point try, banged in by Jacob Grannon of St. Mary's. 61-47. Andre Gordon on the loose again. Nobody guards him. All the way into the lane. Shot blocked, although I think an arm of a St. Mary's player raked across the neck of Gordon as he took it to the cup. And, yes, he's given two free throws. 14-point lead, Sidney. Minute 8 to go in this game. Shot by Gordon. First of two. Good. Rotez Roberts, Josiah Hudgens, Devin Rogers, all chipping in nicely tonight. Well-rounded team show by the Sidney Yellow Jackets here at St. Mary's on this Saturday. Free throw again, Gordon. It rims, lipped out. 61-47, Sidney, a minute to go. Here's a deep three, St. Mary's. Long bomb by Braden Dunlap. Curled around, came out. Rebound, St. Mary's, no out of bounds. As Milky stepped on the line. Outstanding second half turned in by Sidney here tonight. Yellow Jackets trailed 31-29 at the break. 16 points in the second half for St. Mary's. Meanwhile, Sidney has doubled that St. Mary's second half output with 32. 32-16, Sidney over the final two quarters. 40 seconds to go. Gordon dribbling time off the clock. Still bouncing it. Goes near side to Chase Conrad. Sidney not in a hurry to shoot. No reason to. Half minute left. 61-47 score. Conrad dribble drive through the key. Dumps it right corner, Andre Gordon. Shot fake. throws foul line on the play to Roberts, back out to Gordon. That'll do it. Head coach John Willoughby has instructed his Yellow Jackets to play pitch and catch and milk it down to the last few seconds. We're under 10. That will close it out. 61-47, St. Mary's and Sydney players exchange handshakes at midcourt, actually a second or two before the game expires. It's all over. Sydney, a Saturday night non-league affair here at St. Mary's, is the victor by 14 over the Rough Riders. 61-47, splendid last two periods defensively for Sydney, which ups its record to 15-4 on the year. So many thanks tonight to our outstanding underwriting sponsors, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Thank you so much, Wilson Health, and the Sydney Daily News. As well, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Hickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between just south of Botkins. The food's not in between, it's out of this world. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. In Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time high-tech computer solutions. And through the TOSSUM unit, T-O-S-S-U-M, a whole array of promotional items available. They can be customized by Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, owned by Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, and Wells Brothers, Inc., in Anna. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to you. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Fair price, fast service, 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. And Primary Eye Care Associates, St. Paris and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at primaryeyecare.org. And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission, we're alerting veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission at 937-498-7282. Splendid last two quarters, but Sydney, Chuck, offensively and defensively especially.
They outscored him 32-16 in the second half.
Yep.
They did a great job of shutting down Jay. Granted, had a heck of a game. He ended up with 18, leading scorer in the game, but he didn't get a whole lot of help on the other side besides the 17 that Rogers scored. They got 14 from Roberts and 14 from Gordon. Turned them over 9 times, probably not as much as they wanted to. Maybe it would have made it a little bigger margin. But Sydney played well. The first half, it wasn't Sydney's effort. It was St. Mary's played really well.
Yep.
In the second half, Sydney took away what they wanted to do, and that was pretty much the ball game.
Hey, St. Mary's, a pretty good ball club. The Western Buckeye League, from top to bottom, must be pretty strong. St. Mary's only 2-4 in the league now, 8-10 on the year. And this St. Mary's Rough Riders team has got a couple sharpshooters. It's a young club. Everybody but two back next year. Head coach Simchek goes 9 or 10 deep. And in Grannon and Jay, you've got as two of fine jump shooters on one team as you'll find here in the Upper Miami Valley. The WBL must have a lot of talent in order for St. Mary's to only be 8-10 on the year.
Well, yeah, he's got a lot coming back, but the 33 points of tonight were both seniors.
Yes, those were the two 12th graders. Yep. What a job by Sydney. I thought Hudgens and Roberts really came to play. They each had a stretch where they dominated for a few minutes, Chuck.
Right, and Roberts scored 8 in the first quarter, and then Hudgens scored 8 in the second half, and he had a string of 8 points. He scored 8 straight points for them, and it probably was what pushed the lead out to where it is at 15.
Mm-hmm. Devin Rogers was a blockbuster down inside. He was very, very good. He cleaned up, got some short baskets as a result of good feeds. Fine game for Devin. And you can slow down the motor of Andre Gordon for long, but you rarely can you do it for an entire night, as Andre proved this evening.
Well, I mean, he's when they're running two and three guys at him, that's really tough to score.
Yep.
But he does such a great job of finding the open man. So, you know, they Rogers especially kind of owes him a dinner tonight, I would think. Speaking of dinners, looking at Clancy's, there were a couple of choices, but I'm going to go with Devin Rogers tonight as the Clancy's player of the game.
Yeah, good one. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A stretch run coming now for the Sydney Yellow Jackets, who try to close out the campaign with 5 straight wins, a two-game win streak last night and tonight at Pequot on February 10th next Friday. The following Tuesday, it's Vandalia Butler on February 14th. And a close to the regular season at Greenville on February 17th. A three-game lead in the GWOC North with 1-2-3 North divisions left to play. Sydney's got a stranglehold on it. And if Sydney wins those three in the American Conference in terms of games played in the American, Sydney could nip Trotwood by a half game in the end, because Trotwood plays one fewer game than Sydney in the American. Kind of a quirk, the way the GWOC is set up with an uneven number of teams in the various divisions, 4, 5, and 6 clubs in the four divisions. Rhett Gish has been our scorers, Broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color and On-Site Engineering. Until Tuesday night from Fort Loramie, when we bring you the game between the Sydney girls at Fort Loramie, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at St. Mary's, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have thumped the St. Mary's Rough Riders 61-47.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.